Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, I'm sure there's a subscribe button somewhere. Click that and get notified when new content comes out the rest of the season. Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. So as mentioned in the previous episode, after the Yankees freshly sweep those Oakland Athletics, had this kind of funky road trip. It was going to start with a one game in Houston against the Houston Astros. Now, if you may recall, in the previous episode, I mentioned that, you know, had a little delay, as you know, towards the start of the regular season. And a couple of games got canceled early on. One of those games was three games against the Houston Astros in Houston. So they had to reschedule that. So they had the way I had to break it down, because what everyone schedules, that it was going to be one game against the Houston Astros. And of course, the next two games were going to be a doubleheader in Houston, July 21st. So this was a kind of one game, kind of one game showdown. More of like an exhibition game for the Yankees on this road trip. Now, a couple of ways you look at it, but it's a little kind of a funky situation. How do you get yourself settled in? You know, I'm sure a lot of the players got to have a routine. Baseball players are very superstitious. And the Yankees came in here a little flat. Now, really can't blame Luis Severino. So he took the mound for the Yankees in this game against Luis Garcia. It was 6-5. No reason why he should be at shutdown, but that's exactly what happened. So all the action really happened in the third inning of this game. So Severino had a bases-loaded situation against Alex Bregman. Hits a line drive to the wall in Houston, whacks off the wall, scores two runs, getting in the base loaded. So Houston took a 2-0 lead in the game in the third inning. Now, Luis Severino, very head to play. Now, Kyle Tucker, again, since the base loaded, was on third base. They're doing all the signs of this stuff because Houston, of all places, steal signs. So as Luis Severino is trying to hear what the next pitch is going to be, Kyle Tucker on third base tries to steal home. Severino, very heads up, throws the ball in. Now, the situation at the time, you're not paying attention. It'll be some, why is this guy doing? I thought maybe at first Luis Severino was mad at somebody. He was going to throw the ball at the umpire. He was trying to throw a ball at a fan, or trying to throw a ball at his own catcher for not paying attention. But no, it turns out Kyle Tucker was trying to steal. So Severino throws the ball into Trevino. Trevino catches it, nails Kyle Tucker, trying to steal home there, and the Yankees get out of the inning. And for the Yankee offense, there really wasn't much to say in this game. So Anthony Rizzo, in the sixth inning, off Garcia, able to hit a solo home run. Garcia a little bit over 100 pitches at that point. Cuts the lead in half, 2-1. But that'll be it for the rest of the game. The Yankees put a couple of runners on in, again, the sixth inning. That frame, they maybe could have done something. But Stanek, with the beard and the long hair and all, is able to get Trevino to ground out to second base. And that was it for the Yankee threat in the sixth inning. And that was really all the offense for the game. Presley, again, no relation to Elvis Presley, able to get the Yankees out in the ninth inning, and the Yankees go away quietly 2-1 in this one-game little showdown, which is really supposed to be a three-game series, but with all the scheduling conflicts, the next two games will be pushed off to July 21st. So, you know, not much to take away this game, more or less. Again, Judge did nothing. He took an 0-for-4 in this game. It's just one of those situations. You go into this town for one game, you can't blame anybody, and it is what it is. But you got to be concerned now with the Yankees that, so, you know, so far in five games against the Houston Astros, the Astros have taken three of those five games. And really, the main concern is that the Houston pitching has really dictated all the matchups so far against the Yankees. So, you know, even look at that game where the Yankees were no hit at Yankee Stadium, you got Christian Javier, again, some guy you don't even know about, shuts the Yankees down for seven innings. Now you got this game, Luis Garcia only surrenders one run for the Yankees, you know, in six innings. So it seems like the Yankees just can't score runs against this Houston Astros team. Record-wise, the Yankees are better, but you have to be concerned that Houston is dominating the Yankees. They're setting the tone, setting the pace, you know, in all these games so far. Okay, the Yankees had some freak occurrences, which, again, that Thursday game, the Aaron Hicks 3-1 home run to tie the game. Again, that's something that usually never happens. And, of course, the Aaron Judge walk-off 3-1 home run against Seth Martinez in that Sunday game. But again, it's one game. Don't go crazy out of it. It is what it is. But of course, now a lot of fans coming down on people, especially Joey Gallo, who's just been horrific lately, took an 0-for-2 in this game and really giving the Yankees nothing overall. But the real road trip starts now Friday night in Cleveland, and Garrett Cole will be on the mound against the Cleveland Guardians. So that's where I have to really concerned right now. Again, this was this one game that could have gone either way, really. But you know, right now the Houston Astros are shown to be the better team overall against the New York Yankees in these head-to-head matchups. But that's what I got for you now. So Section 420 Talking Yankees, the podcast, over and out.